Look at verse 50. Here's the next use of this word, revive, or hayah, or quicken, or give me life. Verse 50 says, a new beginning of hope when I'm going through struggles and trials and troubles. This is my comfort, verse 50, in my affliction. Your word has revived, or quickened, or preserved, or given me life, as it says in the New King James. It's the same one word. They just are translating it with a lot of English words, but your word has hayad me. It's revived. It's renewed. It has quickened me. It's started me over again. And you know what? If we have troubles, he says, I am afflicted. Verse 50, I'm in affliction, he said. How do I get comforted? Have your grandson roll you a few more? Pour me another glass? Go out shopping? Go to a new movie and get my mind off stuff? Is that how I get comforted? No. Look what he says. This is my comfort in my affliction. For your word has given me life. We can have a new beginning every day for hope in our troubles. I was just reading about a lady in Italy who, you know, Italy's birth rate is so low that the, like Russia, Russia's population's declined and they dropped 600,000 last year alone. I mean, they're the world population in the, a lot of developed countries, they have such a low birth rate that they're actually declining like this. And Italy is just nosediving. Their whole communities, they said, that won't even be there in 10 years because everybody is over 70. You know what it was interviewing? I mean, what a hopeless thing to do in a news magazine. You were interviewing all these people and tell them, what's it like dying and knowing that your village is going out of existence? And it was a very hopeless and despairing thing. And they talked about how they're losing their sight and they can't hear and they can't eat and they're always sick and all this stuff. And you know what it ended with? All of them just raising a glass and downing a little more alcohol and drowning their troubles. And I thought, yeah, that's what the world says. But look at this, verse 50. Here's the comfort in our affliction as we grow older, as we go through adversity or whatever else. Your word gives me life. I know how I got here, my origin. I know why I'm here, my purpose. And I know where I'm going, my destiny. That is very comforting. I would hate to live in some little village in Italy and just be drinking alcohol and wondering how I got here, why I'm here, and where I'm going. And God says, here is the answer, a new beginning of hope, even when we're afflicted. Look at verse 77, a new beginning of assurance of what God has done. Verse 77, let your tender mercies come to me that I may live, for your law is my delight. Tender mercies, he's talking about, Lord, remind me that I'm not going to get what I deserve. That's what mercy is all about. Grace is getting the undeserved favor of God. Mercy is not getting the rightly deserved punishment of God. When God's merciful, he's withholding what we deserve. And what he's saying in this verse, the 77th verse, is let your tender mercies. You are tenderly withholding your wrath on my sin. And that should cause me to be revived that I may live. It's the same word, hayah. For your law is my delight. He says, as I read your book, I realize that you have made provision for my sins. My sins, oh, the bliss of this glorious thought, my sins, not in part, but the whole, were nailed to the cross so I don't have to bear them anymore. You know what the good news of salvation is? The only thing that you and I had to give to God was our sins. We don't have anything good enough to give to God. So all he does is say, you know you're a guilty sinner? Give me your sins and let me put them upon Christ. He took my sin and my sorrow. He made them his very own, as the hymn writer says. He became sin for us. And that was what Ezra was thinking about when he says, I have a new beginning in my assurance of God because your tender mercies, you withholding your wrath, have come to me. That is, revive me that I may live. That word we're looking at. For your law is my delight. How do you get assurance? That's one of the greatest struggles that a lot of believers go through, is assurance that they're really saved. Faith comes by hearing the word of God. As you receive the Lord, so continue. A lot of people don't feel saved because they're anorexic and bulimic. They come on Sunday and gouge themselves with the Bible and they lose it all on the way out of here. Or they don't even eat in between. They're just, they aren't in this book. They're not, as newborn babes, desiring the sincere milk of the word of God. Well, Ezra was. He had a new beginning. Verse 77, in his assurance of God, knowing his tender mercies were revealed in the word. A new hope, verse 50, for his troubles. A new beginning in what was really worth living for in verse 37, turning away his gaze from what was worthless. A new beginning in reviving his emotions, his feelings of discouragement in verse 25. And a new beginning in obedience in verse 17. Well, just a couple more. Look at verse 93. Verse 93 of Psalm 119. And by the way, there are 16 of these, and you can look them up later. They're easy to find. But look at verse 93. I will never forget your precepts, for by them you, and there's that word, have given me life. Hayah, you have revived me, or you have given me a new beginning. You know what he says? He says the ultimate spiritual renewal comes from this book. You know, a lot of people, they tell me, oh, we're just looking forward. We're going to go off and have a little retreat. We're going to go to the mountains, or we're going to go to the lake, or we're going to go to the cabin. You know what? I love doing that, and it's great. But you know what? I can have a retreat this afternoon. All I have to do is, after I help clear the table and load the dishes, all I have to do is scamper off and find a place where I can sit down, and I open my spiritual renewal package right here. And look what he says in verse 93. I will never forget your precepts, for by them you revive me. A new beginning for spiritual renewal is every time we pause and look into this book, every time with open hearts we look at God and we say, revive me, quicken me, cleanse me, put my eyes on the right thing, help me to encourage my soul, assure me of your salvation. See, every one of these things, all 16 of them, we can have a new beginning in obedience. Have you tried to obey the Lord and failed? Want to start over? God will give you today a new beginning in obedience.